Let me talk to the men out there listening real quick. Guys, are you suffering from erectile dysfunction, fatigue, decreased muscle tone, lack of energy, low libido, brain fog, sleep disturbances? Hey, low libido? Ask your girlfriend or wife. She'll let you know if you're suffering from that or not. That's sex drive. If you'll text my name, Clay, in all caps to 601-327-8550, 601-327-8550, Men's Health of Mississippi and the Clay Edwards Show are going to hook you up with a free testosterone screening. They're located in Madison, Mississippi at 120 Fountains Boulevard. You can check them out online, menshealthms.com. But one more time, text my name, all caps, Clay, to 601-327-8550 and get your free testosterone screening scheduled today. Enjoy the rest of this show. Boom, shaka, laka, boom. It's a Monday morning. You've tuned in live to the Clay Edwards Show here on 103.9 FM, WYAB. With the free-range human show of choice, it's your daily dose of reality radio, and it starts right now. Good morning, everybody. Hope you had a great weekend on a chilly, dang near May, Monday morning here in the SIP. Well, is it 48 degrees? Your boy wearing shorts and a t-shirt walked outside and got a rude awakening. But I'm a man. I can handle the cold a little bit. I like it cold. I'll be wishing and praying for a 48-degree morning come about mid-June. Please. It's too hot. 7 levels of hell hot around here. Oh, man. If y'all want to text in this morning, the Guns in Gear text line, 769-241-1944. The Mazda of Jackson phone line, 601-879-0002. Real quick, man, if you're looking for somewhere to eat lunch today, let's do the Clay Edwards Show pick of the day from Burgers Blues Barbecue. I'm saying try the Smokehouse Burger. It's got everything that I would want if I was cooking a burger in my house. It's got applewood bacon, cheddar cheese, barbecue sauce, and a fried onion ring piled on it. Come on down, young son. Get that with a side of their fresh-cut fries. Or if you like the onion ring on the burger and you want to extend that flavor, get an order of their fresh hand-battered onion rings. Visit them today at Burgers Blues Barbecue right there in Dogwood in Flowood, Mississippi. It's right in front of the Dick's Sporting Goods. You can't miss it. It's a brand-new location. It's going to be... I presume it's going to warm up a little bit here in the next couple hours. Go try that Smokehouse Burger right there on their patio and enjoy the nice weather before it gets too hot outside. Of course, they have brought back the Smash Burger, the Bacon Jam Smash Burger for a limited time. It is back on the menu, so be sure to try that back, literally back by popular demand. That's Burgers Blues Barbecue, Flowood, Mississippi. Let me see here, pull up my notes. Be sure to subscribe to all my social media, too, by the way, at SaveJXN across every platform, TikTok, X, Facebook, Instagram, everything. I'm on all of them, even on Truth. I think it's at Clay Edwards Show, though. I don't use that one. I'm sorry. I like that Trump's successful with it, but I don't like echo chambers, and it's just an echo chamber. I like arguing with folks. Everybody there agrees. We watched Oppenheimer Saturday night. Sat around the house and actually passed out watching it. I was told that movie was good. I was lied to. Sean. It has some interesting stuff in it. I'd be lying if I said otherwise. But one of the things I found interesting in it was it was filmed in the late 30s. Well, the timeline is late 30s into the 40s. And University of California, Berkeley. There was some nut jobs out there then. The Communist of America. And I'm sure I'm getting the abbreviation wrong there. But the Communist of America, long story short. And there's still the California communists out there. California has just been ate up by communism all the way back to the early 1900s. It's American-hating Marxist communist. Quite interesting. And I'm going to use that to dovetail into this. Our four Mississippi congressmen, again, all voted to ban TikTok over the weekend. And I know most of y'all have been brainwashed and you believe that TikTok is a Chinese spy device. And it may very well be. And I'll say this again. I want to go on record again on a fresh new week here on a Monday morning. I would rather China, have a spy device in my pocket than I would the California communist at Facebook, Instagram, aka Meta, or Google. They have shown us what they will do with our devices. Apple. Can't leave out Apple. So we all got an iPhone, for the most part. They've shown that they will betray Americans and give over encrypted personal information that they're not supposed to be able to have access to. Like one of the things Joe Rogan talked about on TikTok is, oh man, every keystroke is memorized. You don't think it is on Facebook, Instagram, Gmail, everything else? Just think back to what they did there by January 6th. Everybody that was in Washington, D.C. there for a peaceful protest. Think about what they did to all those poor people, giving over their location data. That was Google. That was Apple. That was AT&T. Facebook. So on and so forth. I don't think China's led to any Americans being in jail. Just making a point. We're going to talk about, today's going to be a very heavy statewide and national day. I don't think I have anything Jackson to talk about. So if you've tuned in for Jackson this morning, barring any breaking news, I don't foresee talking about anything in Jackson. People killed themselves. You know, people are dead in Jackson. There was some dying over the weekend, but that's Jackson. Saw in Memphis where somebody, I think, stole a Corvette and were doing donuts and a mass shooting somehow happened. And the first thing out the mayor of Memphis's mouth was, we need our legislatures to ban guns, something to that extent. That's right. Let's take the guns away from the law-abiding people because your people can't act right. Makes perfectly good sense. I guess dovetailing, there's that word twice in one segment, shifting gears, but not really. Talking about Michael Guest and our other state congressmen all voting to make life a little less fun, to take a little bit more money out of my pocket. I've stumbled across this video yesterday. And it's got Matt Gaetz wandering through the halls of the Capitol with a crew. And they're talking about our representatives who are benefiting the most from what we'll just call, for a lack of a better word, inside trading. I'm just going to let y'all listen to this. He's going through and he's just like, hey, it's traitor. The video's titled Traitors versus Traitors. Insider trading interview of public knowledge. Let me cue this up real quick. Just turn my volume up here. I want to make sure y'all can hear it. Obviously, it always works better when you have the video aspect, but you should be able to hear this just fine. And I'll send anybody this video that wants it. It's on TikTok, ironically.
One of them.
Actually, this is why Michael Guest wants to ban TikTok.
Most insidious things in this town when it's bipartisan corruption, when it's a bipartisan consensus around self-dealing and self-enrichment. And that's what we have here.
It's clear there's plenty of self-dealing and self-enrichment, but who are the worst offenders? Congressman Gates offered to take us on a tour.
So one of the committees where people have a lot of information is the Appropriations Committee, mm-hmm. because they can view almost any vector of government funding. And so, you know, this is Mr. Rutherford's office. He's on the Ethics Committee and the Appropriations Committee. 152 stock trades. Stocks go through the roof. And, you know, actually bought Raytheon stock the day that Russia invaded Ukraine.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah, I mean, imagine if every American could make money off of war.
Yeah, setting aside the whole shame and ethics questions. How many more on our hit list here?
There are a few more. I wish there were fewer on the hit list. I wish we could only stop at one or two offices, but as it turns out, energy is a sector that sees a lot of congressional stock trading.
Sure.
And we have members who are on the Energy Subcommittee of Appropriations, like Michael Guest, chairman of the Ethics
Committee. Oh, whose name did he just say? Was that Michael Guest?
Committee, and he's traded somewhere between tens and hundreds of thousands of dollars in energy stocks. He's been buying online gaming stocks and just making a killing on them. So you would think that the people that were on the ethics...
Well, why would he be buying online gaming stocks? Has it got something to do with online gaming gearing up to come to Mississippi?
Committee would be your best allies in this fight, but indeed they're some of the most prolific traders, and not only trading, but in the case of Mr. Guest, trading in an area where he has access to energy information more so than almost any other American.
And no indication that he wants to maybe slow down, pump the brakes, recognize that there might be some appearance of impropriety here?
It seems as though the pace is only accelerating.
All right.
I mean, why would they slow down when both sides are doing it? Hey, it doesn't benefit anybody up there to slow down. You keep doing it. We keep doing it. Let's just keep doing it. Hee hee. Let's finish listening to this.
Huge amounts of money sloshing around. Not a lot of accountability.
Which building? Well, they have to uncryogenically freeze the senators for votes.
While walking to the Senate offices, we passed two members who deserve mention. Senator Tom Carper, who profited from multiple trades in which he shorted or literally bet against the U.S. economy. And Senator Bob Menendez, who is indicted for receiving gold bars and other gifts from foreign governments.
Why trade stocks when you can get the payment up front? Some people almost have the ability to see the future. And it's regulatory actions that sometimes people get an early look at. There was a case where Senator Mark Wayne Mullen bought a company that created a certain type of water meter. And just after that happened, Senator Mullen made a killing because the EPA required that type of monitoring that the company provided for in their technology. And, you know, it's interesting that Senator Mullen is also on the committee that oversees water policy and might know where the EPA was heading. Also on the Armed Services Committee, huge trader of defense stocks. That's always a concern for me when you have members of Congress that are betting on war. Now, I come from a district where the people have to go and fight those wars and die for them and lose their limbs and their marriages and their families. And to know that members of Congress are here trading defense stocks while they're central to the decisions about war and peace, it boils my blood as much as any of it.
In a time of extreme division, it's amazing to see how unified members of Congress are on this matter, both those who are profiting from stock trades and those who oppose it.
Big one.
This is ground zero.
We have hit the summit. So Nancy Pelosi promised she would bring legislation to the floor to ban congressional stock trading. Never did. About $120 million in volume that she's done trading stocks, about $3.5 million a year.
There's no kind of like ribbon or prize medals hanging out here. She's got to get something at some point, right?
Well, I tell you, this is where we could have gotten action. You know, she made a promise that we were going to hear a bill to change it. But when you're looking at this type of volume, I mean, she bought like millions of dollars in call options on one stock that just shot through the roof. So certainly a prolific trader, not someone who kept their promises on ethics.
All right. It's not left versus right. If y'all woke up this morning still thinking I'm a good God-fearing Republican or I'm a good evil Democrat, you're wrong. There is no left versus right. There's no Democrat versus Republican anymore. There's good, there's evil, there's them, there's us. We're going to peel that onion back a lot more throughout the show this morning. phone line, Mazda of Jackson phone line, 601-879-0002. If you got any opinions on this, the Guns and Gear text line, 769-241-1944. Lightning brought up on the text line just a second ago about Benny Boom Boom Thompson, our Mississippi communist, wanting to strip Donald J. Trump of his Secret Service detail. We're going to talk about that and more. But up next, we're going to talk about the $95 billion that they decided to give other countries over the weekend. Our Republican House leaders, again, I use the word loosely, Republican House leaders, decided to give $95 billion. They just decided to give over control of the House to the Democrats. We'll be right back. This is the Clay Edwards Show, Reality Radio, coming at you live. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. This segment brought to you by our friends over at Mazda of Jackson. Guys, located right there on 55 Frontage Road at Briarwood. You can't miss it. Mazda Jackson, big, beautiful facility there. Locally owned. Not just locally operated. I'm telling you, I'm going to make this short. The owners sit at the sales desk and work the deals. That is unheard of at a big dealership. Unheard of. Stop by, see the car family today. I got some good friends that work over there. I don't want to single them out, but stop by, see them as well. Great sales staff. Did you know that every vehicle purchased from Mazda Jackson comes with a free, limited, lifetime powertrain warranty? These things are legit too, by the way. I worked at a dealership that had them. It ain't some scam. I mean, there's a little fine print. It always is. You got to get it serviced there, keep it serviced properly. But outside of that, they're very legitimate warranties. So it comes with a free limited lifetime powertrain warranty. So if your motor blows up at 300,000 miles, boom, as long as you did the things you're supposed to do, you get a motor. I mean, I can't imagine why not. Anyway, people hear that kind of stuff, and I make these points, and I go off script on these things because I like to explain to you exactly what you're getting, because I know I did this for 12 years. Right now, everybody's crying about interest rates. They're killing us. Not at Mazda Jackson. Get 1.9% for 36 months on 2024 CX-30 premiums. 3.9% for 60 months on 2024 CX-5 carbon editions, as well as a $750 APR cash. Again, comes with that lifetime powertrain warranty. And hey, how about this? How about a free 43-inch flat screen TV with every vehicle purchase? Make sure I clear that up. Not an oil change, not a parts purchase. They got all that and more. Get over there, see the great people. And with every purchase, you know what else you get? You get the owner's phone number. That's right. You get Miss Cassidy's phone number with every purchase. So if you have any problems, you got a direct line to the owner. You go straight to the final decision maker. I've never seen that before in my 12 years. Get by there, see them today, North Jackson, I-55 at Briarwood, or shop them online, MazdaofJackson.com. That's a Hall of Fame ad read right there. I'm going to have to chop that one out and put it in the best of. All right, man, let's get back to it. We got too much to hit this morning for me to be playing around. Speaking of Mazda Jackson, the phone line, 601-879-0002. The Guns and Gear text line, 769-241-1944. Unknown texter says, the only thing worse than a politician is a pedo. Well, I mean, there's definitely some bad politicians, but I don't want to go there just yet. I've got some friends who are politicians that are doing the Lord's work. Let's take a phone call here on the Mazda Jackson phone line. Hey, good morning. You're on there.
Yes, sir. This is Robbie Faircloth, man. How you doing?
Hey, Robbie. How are you, brother?
Man, I am blessed. Look, here's my thing. Just two little things here that I need to help understand it. So we're going to ban TikTok unless we can buy it. You know, so that kind of, that's messed up, man. You know,
and there's
we aren't going to capitalize on all profits from TikTok, and then just like the Apple phones and everything else, they have all the information that they're talking about, China's getting.
Yep.
So, I mean,
and that's what this all boils down to, is they're mad China won't give them a back door.
Absolutely.
They won't say that, but.
Yeah, and my other thing is, I'm a blue-collar guy. Like, I live in Brandon, Mississippi, and I have worked my butt off all my life, paid my taxes, paid my bills. The people over there, in the Capitol, everybody from the mayor all the way up to the governor, all the way up to the White House, look at their salaries. Look at what they make. And not one of them has bled, sweat, or busted their tail. Here we are out here struggling like all get out. I mean, man, and they're steady trying to pass bills on taxes and crap for us to have to pay for when we're out here barely surviving with all the economy right now, the rates. I mean, look at the grocery list that they just put out. We're third ranking highest, in the nation. Look at rent. Rent in my neighborhood, the cheapest little 700-800 square foot house. If you don't want to get shot or robbed or stabbed and live in Jackson, then you got to move out to Brandon. Man, it's $1,500.
If you can find that, look, that's exactly why I moved. Well, one of the multitude of reasons why I moved from Jackson to Brandon.
Yeah,
and look, and those apartment prices are market value. So as houses go up, the apartments do too. A friend of mine just rented a house, and it's a little smaller than mine, but she was going to do an apartment, but she was able to get a house for a little cheaper in Cross Gates at $1,750 a month.
Yeah, and it's so bad, man. Like, I have had to take a job driving a truck, going out of town all week, not seeing my family all week, just to be able to live in Brandon, we got to get some stuff straight, man. Here I am. I'm a convicted felon. I just got my voting rights back from a mistake I made in 1998. And now I have to choose the lesser evil. Do I want to, whether it's Democrat or Republican, I've got to figure out which one's the lesser evil to vote for. And it's just, man, that's rough, dude.
Yeah, we need a revolution. Robbie, look, brother, keep your head up. Keep pushing, man. And we love you. Stay blessed.
Yes, sir. Thank you, man. Have a blessed day.
You too, brother. Robbie's good people, man. Sold him his truck that he's driving right now. Well, his personal vehicle anyway. Good people. And he's right. He's right about some of it. It is hell trying to afford to live right now. It really is. I will say this, because I had this conversation Friday in detail with a state legislature. There's some good folks down there. I mean, they ain't all ate up with it, but there's definitely some ate up with it. Those guys don't make that much for doing. You can't do. Well, let me rephrase this before anybody calls in here and tells me. You can't do just that. You can't be just a Jackson, a state legislature, and live above the poverty line if you ain't hustling the system. You know what I mean? If you ain't fundraising, if you ain't taking a little side something, you ain't getting those free steak dinners and backroom body shots. You can't just live on what they make as a state politician. And I'm just referring to the Capitol. I don't know what each mayor makes. I think mayors deserve to make more money because that's a full-time job. Your good mayors, I can make an argument that your good mayors are underpaid. I can make your argument that your bad mayors are way overpaid. See Chakwe Antar Lumumba as example A for overpaid. If he's making a buck, he's making too much. He should be paying to be mayor. Let's just say his salary is 200 grand. He should be paying that to be mayor as like a buy-in, because I can assure you, allegedly, that he's making way more than that, having the power to dictate and steer things. I mean, millions of dollars. I love this show because I had these full plans to come back here and talk about the $60 billion going, $95 billion, I'm sorry, 60 of it going to Ukraine. We took a great call from Robbie there on the Mazda Jackson phone line. Let's take a break. Let's come back. And I do want to get into all that. And he brought up something, too, that I want to get into this morning. The cost of groceries in Mississippi. Let me quote Oliver Anthony. It's a damn shame what the world's coming to, where people like me and people like you got to get that great value brand. All right. This is the Clay Edwards Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back in to your daily dose of reality radio right here on the Clay Edwards Show. This segment brought to you by our friends over at Men's Health of Mississippi. And I've actually got the phone number pulled up this time. I believe it was Woodrow who gave me some advice the other day. He said, hey, how about put it on paper? And I took that advice. And by paper, I pulled it up on the computer screen. If look, man, guys, are you suffering from fatigue, decreased muscle tone, lack of energy, low libido? You may not think you're suffering from low libido. Ask your wife or significant other and tell them to be honest with you, and they'll let you know if you're suffering from low libido or not. How about that morning wood? No need to chop it down. What about brain fog, sleep disturbances, lack of motivation? My friends, you may very well be suffering from low testosterone. I'm going to hook you all up with a free testosterone screening with my friends over at Men's Health of Mississippi. If you'll just text my name in all capital letters, Clay, to 601-327-8550. I'm sorry, actually for the radio promotion, it's free, not Clay. Free, text free, F-R-E-E, to 601-327-8550. You're going to get hooked up with a free testosterone screening, and a year and a half into it, loving it. Anyway, check them out, man. They're so much more than just a men's anti-aging clinic. They can do it all right there at Men's Health Mississippi. Get over there, see them today. Let them tell you what all they can do for you, save you a little money, not have to use your insurance. If you don't have insurance, it's a great supplement for that as well. But look, I'm not going to get into all that part of it. They can tell you what they do and what they offer there. I'm here to pimp out testosterone. And that's what you need to be doing, is getting your levels checked today. One last time, text the word FREE, all caps, to 601-327-8550. That's Men's Health in Mississippi, located right out there in Madison, Mississippi. All right. You can also check out the website, menshealthms.com. Let's jump into it. Been teasing it here a little bit. Magic Mike Johnson, the man that we praised as MAGA Mike, surrenders control of the House floor to Democrats. Democrats are in the minority no longer, from Breitbart. In a stunning historical development on Friday, Democrats seized upon a Republican surrender to take control of the agenda of the House floor. Now, this was Friday. There is an update to this. It says an astonishing 165 Democrats voted for a rule from Speaker Mike Johnson to allow nearly $100 billion in a foreign aid supplemental package to the floor Saturday. The House will hold four votes on the final passage of each of those packages, including a Ukraine funding bill with tens of billions of dollars. So what they did is, fast forward here a little bit. I just wanted to be as dramatic as possible about this. But Saturday, they sent another $60 billion, with a B, dollars to Ukraine with an additional $35 billion, would it be, to Israel and Taiwan. I know we're not allowed, hashtag breaking rules when necessary, we're not allowed to question anything when it comes to Israel. You're just told, shut up. You don't question it. We promised we would take care of Israel. No, we're not allowed to question anything when it comes to Israel. But bro, Israel can't beat Palestine without our help. I mean, I'm not a foreign affairs expert, but I can look at a map and say, all these people and all this land can't beat the people in these two little spots that they've left them. I'm just saying. You know, they got them living over there like animals in a cage. I don't care what side of this you're on. We're going to agree on that. They got them living like animals in a cage. Again, I don't agree with what they did on October 7th, all that stuff. November 8th. What, you know what I'm talking about, the terrorist attack from Hamas on Israel. Do not agree with that. You can't look at this and say, why do they need our help fighting them? And what is another 20-something billion, however much they're sending Israel? What does that do? How does that help them in any way, form, or fashion? What does another 60 billion do for Ukraine? They don't even have an army right now. I mean, what does this 60 billion do? Show me on paper how this $60 billion helps defeat Russia. It doesn't. It's a damn money laundering scheme. Let's take a call here on the Mazda Jackson phone line. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, Clay. This is Corinthian.
Hey, brother. How are you?
I'm all right. You got me fired up. We're talking about this frivolous spending we're doing on the national level. And it goes back into what you said earlier. It's not a Democrat versus Republican, left, right, or wrong. It's a stupidity tax that we are, as Americans, are paying for. And what we're doing nationally is a result or a resemblance of what we're doing locally. We're voting our own fiefdoms, our own talking points into office while they're saying a good thing in our ear to get our vote. But when they get in office, they do the complete opposite. Democrats and Republicans are no different. They're just separate wings of the same evil bird. And when you really talk about conservatism, you wonder who are those people who are actually participating with that ideology in Congress. Because you see all this frivolous spending. Then you have this blind patriotism or supportism to Israel. And me, as a Christian conservative, my support is to the Church of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The epitome of a Israel or a state of Israel with a Jewish background tone, it goes against our own foundation of faith, a religion that opposes the reality of Christ, the Messiah, but yet we're supposed to blindly support a nation that rejects our God. And yet for what? Because it makes us feel good. Or we belong to false churches that preaches that we're supposed to support Israel when the Bible itself said the Christians, the people that God adopted by dying on the cross, is the new Israel. Not a state, but the people of God, the Church of Jesus Christ, is Israel. So why are we supporting a nation, regardless whether it be Israel or Palestine or anybody outside Americans, with our own Christian value? We have a crisis here in America, yet we're spending $1 billion over there because it makes us feel good. We're doing our Christian, duty to support God's holy land. God's holy land is where God people dwell at. America is God's holy land, and it's time for us to wake up and realize that.
You got me. Now you got me fired up. Corinthian. Thank you, brother.
All right, no problem.
Yeah, have a blessed one, man. Keep doing what you do. Great call there, Corinthian, there on the Mazda of Jackson phone line. Guys, I'm wholeheartedly convinced. No, I'm going to say one more thing before I say that. When they passed, if y'all aren't following me on TikTok while it's still alive, you're missing out on some of my best content. You really are. And none of it's more than about a minute and a half long. Quick, easy, boom, boom, boom. Oh, so much I can say about that. I did a video Saturday about this. The audacity. I'm going to put audacity on a shirt at some point. I say it enough. The audacity of these people to slap us in the face and steal our money and send it all over there. Do you know that they jumped up, Republicans jumped up celebrating, waving Ukraine flags on the House floor in Washington, D.C.? Not American flags. Ukraine. We have lost this country. I am wholeheartedly convinced that Mike Johnson is compromised. And I'm talking about Diddy parties and Epstein Island compromised. He's supposed to be at Jackson Prep this Thursday at 3 p.m. I wouldn't let my kids anywhere near him because there's no reason he's doing what he's doing unless they've got something on him. I said what I said. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. This is the Clay Edwards Show. Breaking rules when necessary. We're doing that this morning. Sometimes you have to break a rule or two. You just got to. It is what it is. It says that somewhere, I'm sure. Guys, speaking of breaking rules, this is completely not a breaking a rule, but I'll go see my friends over at Lakeland Glass and Tint this week for all of your automotive, home, car, business, window tinting needs at Lakeland Glass and Tint. Get that ceramic tint on them. I know you're getting tricked into thinking that it's not going to be a hot summer because it's 48 degrees on a Monday morning in late April, but my friends, it's going to get hell's kitchen hot at some point around here. You're going to want some ceramic tint on everything to help keep the temperatures a little bit lower, to help bring the utility bills down in your home or business. Lakeland Glass and Tint can do it all. You got a busted windshield like I currently do? Get over there. Let them take care of your windshield for you. You're going to get a free rock pair or crack repair chip card that's good for any time while you own that windshield for one free rock pick repair. I don't know anybody else that does that. Lakeland Glass and Tint does it. They're also your home for all your paint correction and ceramic coating needs. And let them turn your vehicle into a rolling billboard. That's right. They do wraps also. They're the Expel Dealer of the Year. Check them out online. Get a quote today. LakelandGlassAndTint.com. All right. I want to hit this real quick because in the second hour, we got some more stuff I want to make sure we get to. I did a bunch of show prep yesterday, and I want to hit it all. I don't want to leave nothing for tomorrow. Grocery tax in Mississippi. I'm pretty sure that I don't want to say broke this story, but I'm the first person I saw online around here talking about this over the weekend. Mississippi is third most expensive grocery taxes in all of America, behind only California and Nevada. California being first. Communist California being first. We're first on a list you don't want to be first on. Lowest income earning states. I did my own research on this. I'm not just taking somebody else's. I'm not taking hearsay and rumors. We are the lowest income earning state in all of America. With the third most expensive groceries. And it might as well be first. It's only a dollar or two less a month or a week than California. So basically we're the top three. Ain't $5 a month between them. Or a week, I'm sorry. We cost almost $1,200 a month to feed. A family of four. I don't know how it's a family of four. I mean, I live by myself, and I spent $1,000 over the last 2 weeks just restocking my shelf. Anyway, we are out of time here on the first hour. We're going to talk some more about this when we come back. This is the Clay Edwards Show, 103.9 FM, WYAB. Go buy a shirt at buyfafo.com. Goes the dynamite. The dynamite. Or the tannerite. If you were out in Flowood over the weekend and heard a bunch of big booms. It was originally reported that the online scuttlebutt over the weekend was that somebody was having a gender reveal party and they were using tannerite. And you blow it up and it's either pink or it's blue. Down off in the Hollybush Road area. As I have some disappointing news I've been able to confirm to my sources, my back channel sources, a.k.a. a friend of mine, redneck buddy of mine. He's really not a redneck, but you know what? He's from Scott County, so we're going to call him a redneck. Anyway, I kid. It was some of his buddies. They were just blowing up tannerite. There wasn't no gender reveal party. They were just Mississippi boys being Mississippi boys. So if you heard all the big booms and you saw the scuttlebutt online Saturday about a gender reveal party using explosives, that is not the whole story. Unfortunately, it sounds great because to me, that's like the most Mississippi thing ever. Tannerite and guns to reveal what kind of baby you're having. These gender reveal parties, by the way, have really gotten out of hand. I don't remember these things when my daughter was born or, you know, conceived or whatever you want to call it. How long have they been doing these things? Maybe we can do a show about that one day when we don't have a million serious things to talk about. These gender reveal parties, they are something else. Well, hey, look, if you've been blowing up tannerite and you have screwed up the foundation around your property on your house, you probably need to call Foremost Foundation and Construction. Foremost Foundation uses innovative polyfoam technology that, with great precision, can in fact correct and restore sinking concrete quickly. And you're going to have some sinking concrete. You've been blowing some stuff up. I'm just saying. That says, look, now, they provide solutions for the long term, that can improve the ability of the actual soil to support the foundation or concrete slabs. Thanks to their specially designed rigs, they can drill and lift without the need for heavy excavation. And that, look, the guys, I know I say it all the time, but that's the part that saves you money. If a contractor starts talking about a lot of excavation, he's adding commas and zeros to how much it's going to cost you to do this. So they can save you a lot of time and money with that. The team also has decades worth of experience. They've tried all the old tricks. They know what works. They know what doesn't. They've weeded out the ones that don't. And they're only using the methods that work best. Experts in foundation repair, polyfoam, drainage, seawalls, and retaining walls, Foremost Foundations, with an S, foremostfoundations.com for more information for all of your needs here in Central Mississippi when it comes to foundation repair. All right. I want to continue on. We ended the last hour. Oh, real quick. Mazda Jackson phone line, 601-879-0002. We had a couple great calls. Robbie and Corinthian have set the bar high this morning. So if you want to call in, the bar has been set with two great phone calls on the Mazda Jackson phone line. The Guns and Gear text line, I'm going to read some of those in a minute, 769-241-1944. Daniel on the Guns and Gear text line asked, do you think Mississippi's high grocery cost could have something to do with us being the most obese state? Well, we do spend a lot more money in groceries to be obese, so I guess he has a valid point there. But California is probably the state that's in the best shape, and theirs is higher than ours. And so it's almost $1,200 a month. I'll pull it up here, get you the exact. But it's almost $1,200 a month to buy groceries for a family of four. I'm telling you, that has got to be being real, real conservative. I mean, I went to the grocery store yesterday. The only meat I bought was some chicken thighs, bone-in chicken thighs. It was like, you know, you get the big pack for like $10. But I did buy some boneless, skinless breast also. So I spent $20 of it was on meat, which is usually the most expensive thing. But I swear, every other item I picked up was $10, $10, $10. I mean, just like little stuff. You know, y'all, I love jalapenos. I picked up a big jar of jalapenos. I mean, the big, like the concession stand size thing. It was like $13. You know, I get some of it can be a little ridiculous. But anyway, I spent $150 yesterday on what I wouldn't even call a meal. It was just all the other stuff, the ancillary stuff you need to cook with. I love cheese. I've been doing keto. Me and my girlfriend, by the way, both of us in ketosis. So I had to quit the beer for a little bit because I can't do keto and drink beer. I hadn't had a carb, and now if I make it through today, 6 days, and finally last night I achieved ketosis. I did lose 7 pounds last week. You know, just cutting back on the nonsense pretty quick. Anyway, back to grocery costs. California is $297.72 a week. Nevada is $294.76 a week. And then in third place, Mississippi, $290.64 a week. So let's just say it's about a $7 swing. I mean, I don't want to count anybody else's money, but $7 a week. That ain't enough of a difference to say there's even a difference. So we're tied with California. And so you spread that over a month, $28. It's $28 difference between us and California a month for groceries. That's about a half tank of gas in Joe Biden's America. So maybe being in third is better than being in first. Okay, I'll give you that. And then you know what's funny is a lot of the same states on this top 10 list of most expensive groceries, ironically, are also on the top 10 list of, I'd say over half, top 10 list of lowest income earning states. That's no mistake. That is no mistake at all. I'm going to read them real quick. California 1, Nevada 2, us 3, Washington State 4, Florida 5, New Mexico 6, Texas 7, Louisiana 8, Colorado 9, and Oklahoma rounding out the top 10. Mississippi is the most expensive, or the third most, whatever you want to say, because of our grocery tax. And then we also have an income tax. So why do we continue to get gouged for more and get less than anybody else? Now, I posted this on Twitter. By the way, I have found myself back in Twitter jail for a whole week. I thought Elon was about that free speech. Apparently, there's still some communists in charge of the community violations department. All I said was when they were waving their little damn Ukraine flags after they decided to send them another $60 billion Saturday, I said they should just all be marched right out to the gallows. Who would have thunk that suggesting that traitors be beheaded would be a community violation? I thought that's what this country was founded on. That's the problem. That's what we just got to get back to beheading traitors. Drinking beer or wine from the skulls of our enemies. You won't have to make a whole lot of examples. I said beheading. I meant hanging. Getting the gallows and the guillotine confused here. Same thing. Either or. You won't have to make many examples. Stream it live. Charge pay-per-view. I'm going to shift gears from that because anything else I say after this could be borderline incriminating if it were to happen. Like, oh, well, who suggested that on the radio? Anyway, back to the grocery tax. You know, we got an income tax here, and we've got a grocery tax. Tennessee, right above us, smacking us like they're our daddy. No income tax, and 3 months out of the year, no grocery tax. and they got Nashville. I mean, where would you rather live? I know we also got low cost of living here. They don't feel that way. Does the low cost of living, isn't that offset by the fact that we make less than anybody? Anyway, back to my point. Of course, I shared that, and it kind of caught a little traction there on Twitter. Got retweeted by some left-wingers because they want to try to blame it on Republicans, and it basically is Republicans' fault. But point me in a direction where Democrat policy is working so well. One of the people kept saying, well, yet you keep voting Republican, and this doesn't change. Well, I typically don't vote for the incumbent unless I have a personal relationship with them, something like that. But anyway, neither here nor there. Point me in the direction where Democrat policy is working so well, because a deep blue Democrat state, number one, is California. They've never met a tax they didn't like. This is what I mean, guys. It's not left versus right. It's us versus them. They didn't have that $95 billion they decided to give away of our money Saturday. Not a dollar was appropriated for our southern border. Not a single dollar. But we're going to send Ukraine $60 billion. I know I'm being dramatic this morning. I don't think I'm being dramatic enough. The fact I hadn't destroyed half this studio tells you I'm being rather mild-mannered. $60 billion to defend their border. It is the ultimate bait and switch. It's look over here, look over here, look over here. While your other hand is running everybody through the back door, which I know the lefties love running in the back door. But we're about to reach critical mass here. I'm telling you, I hope y'all are prepared. Hope you're getting out to Guns and Gear right there on Highway 51 North in Gluckstadt. They're closed on Mondays, but you might want to be first in line tomorrow morning when they open up. Start stockpiling. It's the home of no limit ammo. I'd buy as much as your credit card or cash will allow, as much as your budget can allow, and still be able to spend $1,200 a month on groceries here. You can also shop them online, gunsandgearms.com. Let's read a few of your texts on the Guns and Gear text line before we go to break. Woodrow, first in line here, says, booze and property tax in Tennessee, they're going to get our dollar somehow. Well, that's fair enough, but that's a use tax. I'd rather decide what I use it on. My income tax is the one I have the problem with. You know, I think the grocery tax is a little ridiculous too. But I will say this, and this is one of the replies I left. I said to one of the lefties, unfortunately, we got to keep charging tax on all this stuff because we got all these Democrats with their hands out. All this welfare. We got to support half of Jackson, half these poor rural counties with their EBT cards. I mean, somebody's got to go to work. Pay for these folks that don't want to work. Make it make sense. This is the Clay Edwards Show. Trying to make it make sense since 2020 right here on WYAB. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. This segment brought to you by Southeastern Power Sports. They got you covered right out there on Highway 51 North in Madison for all your pre-owned ATV and side-by-side sales, repairs, tune-ups, oil changes, programmers, wheels, tires, winches, bumpers, windshields, lift kits, and stereo systems. Get by there, see Joe McNamee and his team today. Veteran-owned, retired police officer. Good folks, man. Good old OG South Jackson folks doing well for themselves out there. But hey, look, don't just show up thinking you're going to get in and out today on some of this stuff. Call them, get it scheduled. When you're the best at what you do, people know, and there's usually a wait. I'm just warning you. You know, don't wait till Friday thinking you're going to get an axle fixed in time for the weekend. Start working on that on Monday. Anyway, just a little friendly heads up there. But look, check them out, man. Give them a call at 601-707-7837. That's Southeastern Power Sports. I've said it once. I've said it a dozen times, a million times. Don't get hustled on Facebook Marketplace buying and selling four-wheelers and side-by-sides. Holler at these folks. See what they got. Heck, see if they might want to buy yours. Always try to deal with an established good folks or folks you know at minimum. Southeastern Power Sports, again, for all of your pre-owned ATV side-by-side sales, repairs, tune-ups, maintenance, accessories, and more. All right, somebody just texted on the Guns and Gear text line and says, Clay, there is no grocery tax. It's a tax on groceries. Fair enough, but they've continued to talk about doing away with the grocery tax. So if we're going to split hairs here, eliminate the sales tax on groceries. Yeah, it is not a individual specific grocery tax. Some other questions, some other comments here on the Guns and Gear text line. Bobcat says 195 Democrats were ready to sign a discharge petition, needing only 12 Republicans to join in and force a floor vote. What alternative choice did Speaker Johnson have? This is regarding the Ukraine funding. Not to do it. Let them do it. Let them do it. That's the choice he made. He had to make. And now it's going to cost him his job, most likely. I mean, every now and then you just got to stand. Let chaos go around you. But stand for something. He hasn't stood for anything since he became Speaker of the House. He has not stood for anything. Huge disappointment. Woodrow follows up. We need to go back to the commodity food distribution system. Take away the SNAP cards. Even dog food costs are astronomical. Cheap hot dogs are the same. Cheap hot dogs are the same cost as dog food per pound. Yeah, that's a great point. I used to feed my dogs hot dogs for that very reason. I know my dad did for years. I've got two little dogs. It cost me $75 a month to feed them, ish. And that don't count treats. My dogs are good dogs. They get treats. Let's see here. One of our legislative friends says, we tried cutting the grocery tax last year under Gunn. There have been more talks about it this year. That was from Fred Shanks. I remember there was a big thing about trying to cut the grocery tax last year. It just didn't it didn't go through, whatever reason. So here we are, third most expensive grocery tax. Third most expensive cost of groceries in America. Number one lowest income earning state in America. In defense of the state on the low income earning thing. You have these pits of these large areas like Jackson that are poverty stricken, typically self-inflicted, by the way. They've run off all the industry. These poverty stricken, they run all the fathers out of homes, you know, all that stuff. Done all the things. I mean, you really got to try to be as poor as they are in areas of Jackson. I mean, it takes effort to be that poor. It really does. You just think about like how much income's not reported too. Like if the boys stealing cars, selling drugs, if they reported their income, it would bring our median income up. We might not be the lowest income earning state in America anymore if they deport their income. I'm laughing at myself right now. I thought that was a good one. I thought that was good. Hashtag bad jokes when necessary. I'm going to go out on a limb here and guess the reason for the grocery tax or the tax on groceries not being eliminated was probably a lot to do with Delbert, the Democrat, over there. But they owe us a refund for the debacle this session has been. I mean, about the only thing that got done was the ban on squatted trucks. I can't think of another relevant bill that went through. Let's see here. Mansplain says, pull it up here 1 second. Says, up through World War II, American Christians were not big supporters of the Jewish. In the interim, Christians have somehow been convinced that America is Israel's defender. You know, I'm just looking at this through the lens of the last couple of years. I have not always followed this stuff. I'm looking from 30,000 foot view. If it made the news, I was watching. It was on Fox News from about 01 to about 2015, 2016, when I thought Fox News hung the moon. You know, I was always told that I stand with Israel. We're supposed to stand with Israel. I never questioned why. I just blindly agreed. Yeah, stand with Israel. I was thinking the other day, I had this conversation a couple times over the last few weeks. I'm probably going to offend some people here. I don't know any Jews. I don't. I'm not saying I haven't met people who are Jewish in the past. I'm just saying I personally can't think of one person off the top of my head that I can pick up my cell phone and call that's Jewish. I do, however, know a lot of Muslims. And I can pick up my phone and call at least a half dozen Muslims. And I mean Arab Muslims, not prison converts. That was rude. Not everybody is a prison convert that's a Muslim. But a lot are. And most of all those folks are good folks. I'm not sitting here caping for Islam or Palestine or anywhere else. But my personal experience, and that's what I try to judge things on, is my personal experience with folks is if the whole thing was bad. I had a great conversation with one of these guys the other day. He said, man, if Islam was really this religion driven by death and murder and destruction and violence, wouldn't everybody be dead now? It's the biggest religion in the world. It's like, I mean, that was really if that was the end goal, wouldn't I kill you right now? Wouldn't everybody just be running around with bombs on them? And he says, sure, there's some nut jobs that look at it wrong. He said, but that is not the representative of a billion plus people. And whether you agree, disagree, you want to talk about 9/11, you want to talk about all these other things that have gone on, I won't disagree with you. But I'm telling you what, as particularly white, conservative Americans, straight, white, well, gay too for that matter, white, conservative Americans, the last few years have been so villainized, that we're the only people that you can publicly say a tenth of the things about with no recourse. We get blamed for all the world's problems. We get called racist, bigots, homophobes, transphobes, insurrectionists. Blamed for everything. We built this country, by the way. We get blamed for everything. Post January 6th, especially. The way they've treated us. The way they had the audacity to treat folks who just questioned, hey, where did this COVID stuff come from? What about these vaccines? I ain't game with this. I don't think churches should be closed. I don't think businesses should be closed. Unless they want to be. And we stood up against all that for everybody. Where's the thank you? You know, my point being, I never knew what it felt like to be judged by people who don't know me until the last few years. To be judged and had assumptions made about me just because of this color of my skin and my political beliefs or my religion. I'm going to say, I ain't going to make any friends here. I'm going to say, they have treated us like Muslim terrorists post 9/11 the last few years. And I see what it feels like. And I told the fella that. I said, you know, I said, I think everybody should get to see what that felt like so they have a better understanding of how to treat people. Because it's changed my perspective. It has 100% changed my perspective. I look at all that differently now. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Clay Edwards Show. Guys, we made some actual hamburgers. Was it Friday night? Saturday night. Hamburgers. Was our Stonington Farm beef. It was Saturday. Friday night we did the hamburgers. Saturday we did fajitas. Anyway. Just got the regular Stonington Farm ground beef. And for the first time, actually made hamburgers at home. Instead of using it for just taco meat or casserole meat or whatever. Put a little hamburger seasoning in it. Little magic. Little dope boy magic on it. Anyway, I got Nature's Own makes a keto hamburger bun. Really, believe it or not, it ain't bad. I mean, don't get it and think it's going to taste like a traditional hamburger bun. But if you're putting forth the effort to be health conscious, anyway, man, me and the girlfriend both looked at each other at the same time, and it was like, that's one of the best hamburgers I've ever had. That Stonington Farm hamburger meat is phenomenal. You can enjoy the same joy that we did by checking out Stonington with two N's, stoningtonfarm.com, and get some of that 100% grass-fed, 100% grass-finished, mRNA-free, antibiotic-free, and steroid-free Mississippi-raised beef. They come up to this area once a month. I do believe you can get it shipped also. I always just meet them when they come up here. I try to get enough to last. And man, it is so worth it. But hey, look, they got way more than just ground beef. They got all every cut of steak you can get at the grocery store. You can buy as much as little as 1 pound of hamburger meat or one ribeye steak or whatever, all the way up to a mini cow or a whole cow package. Maybe go in with another family, split up the cost of a whole cow, and really, really enjoy some very healthy, locally sourced beef. That's Stonington Farm, the grass-fed difference. All right, let's see here. You guys have put up some well thought out texts, so I do want to take the time to read those. Some really good stuff here. Anonymous says on the Guns and Gear text line, cutting the grocery tax will not do anything to help people with the cost of groceries other than buy a few more dollars worth. And there's one thing that the article did not make clear. They say, I travel a lot. And I do not see Mississippi as having one of the highest costs for groceries. Are they looking at how much money people spend? Do Mississippians cook more than other people and therefore having a higher cost per month for groceries? Did they consider cost of income to eat out at the time versus buying groceries and cooking. So I'm not arguing with the fact that the price of groceries is ridiculous, especially for families who live in a state that have lower income. I just don't think that the study was done in a complete manner. You know, I'm not sure about that, but the groceries are too high here, and the income is too low. And if we can trim it back even a couple of bucks, then that's what we need to do, is trim it back a couple of bucks. Everything matters. It's the difference in being in first, like California. It's 28 bucks a month. That's half a tank of gas. You know, can we trim it another $28 a month in sales tax that we're not spending? That's a half tank of gas. I don't know about y'all, but I'll take a half tank of gas in Joe Biden's America. Now, look, Joe Biden has a lot to do with this. Bidenomics has a lot to do with this. But Bidenomics or not, inflation or not, we'd still be third most expensive. Everybody's dealing with inflation. Good text there. Thank you for taking the time to write that out. Let's see here. Johnny texts in on the Guns and Gear text line, says, I hear you talking about the Stonington Farm meat today. You can add me to that list of people who say it is awesome. It definitely is different. We love it, and I'm going to become a regular. Yeah, Johnny's a good buddy of mine. We actually went in on a 30-pound box of hamburger meat last week. We split it three ways. I got 10, my girlfriend got 10, and they got 10. I'm doing my best to turn folks on to this stuff. Whether they were advertising or not, there's some things that I just really, really support. And locally sourced grass-fed beef is one of the things because I see the health benefits for it. It's not if you're trying to win a price war, you're not going to win a price war. You know, buying good food. But can you really put a price on your health? Somebody said the other day. Well, actually, somebody. I said it. I mean, I'm sure I stole this from somewhere. This is not an original thought. I'd go to the grocery store and I'd buy stuff because, like I said, really, really trying to turn the corner and get back to eating healthy and get all that back straight. I'd gotten a little off course there over the last 6 months. You know, you get into a new relationship and you're just happy and you get a little comfortable and you start eating a little bit too much country fried steak at lunch because it's so good. And they say, you know, you didn't put on 25 extra pounds. It's like, man, I got to tighten up. It's hot boy summer. I got to get back. Got to get back where I'm comfortable taking my shirt off. Anyway. Talking about how expensive groceries are. And people are, it's just so expensive to eat healthy. It's expensive not to eat healthy. And I don't mean just the cost of groceries for junk, you know, boxed food versus good whole food. I mean the aftermath of what it does to you. I've heard two stories the last week. I didn't plan on talking about this. I got so much other stuff I want to hit, but this is relevant to the grocery conversation. I've heard two stories in the last couple of weeks about younger kids, just say 13 or younger. And one of them even older than that, but a kid was being sent to school, you know, a little malnutrition, wasn't really being taken care of as good as it could have been. And the kid won't eat anything, any real food. Like, it just eats cereal and chips and just empty carbs. Like, it doesn't eat meat. Not because the family's all about that organic stuff, but they just feed it trash all the time. Well, it grows up just eating trash all the time. We're really bad down here in the South, and I'm raising my hand here in the studio. I just, you know, grow up shoving chicken strips in our kids' faces instead of forcing them to eat the dang vegetables. And we wonder why we're the most obese state in the country. You know, you don't start seeing it immediately. It takes a little bit. But next thing you know, when a kid shifts from 20 to 25, all they've been eating is fried chicken strips, McDonald's. And that metabolism starts to kick back the other way. Here we go. Another generation. If it ain't poverty, you know what else is generational? We spend a lot of time talking about generational poverty around here and using that as an excuse for failure. Generational obesity is a real thing. I've never heard that phrase before. But if all you know is growing up eating trash, it's all you're going to grow up doing is eating trash. My girlfriend's sister is kind of a health nut. They live up in Tennessee. And like her kids, they've raised them eating healthy. You know, they eat like avocado toast and stuff like that. And they want that. Like, they don't eat like a lot of fried foods and whatnot. Like, they eat healthy. They're gonna be healthy people. You know, if I had to do it over again, if I had a kid today, I would do it. I would try. I would try not to let the convenience of unhealthy food prevent me from trying to feed my child healthier food. Here's a free plug for one of my favorite local businesses, Fit Chef. You know, if you're trying to eat a little healthier, just go over there and try some of their meals. You know, you're going to spend about the same as you will anywhere else. And just get some ideas or just see that healthy food can taste good. And then try to take that motivation into your own kitchen. A lot of the restaurants around here, a couple of our great sponsors, Acme Pizza, they have a gluten-free pizza available. You can go to Burgers and Blues, Burgers Blues Barbecue. You can go to Martin's. You can eat healthy. You just got to want to do it. We went Friday. I didn't get the country fried steak, and it I almost broke and got it. I got the grilled chicken strips, the grilled chicken breast, and green beans and turnip greens. Those chicken breasts were so good. They were so juicy. A lot of places overcook their chicken breasts, and it's dry. When I go to Burgers Blues, I get the I've been getting the chicken sandwich. I'm going to have to tweak it and just get the chicken without the sandwich, but there's juicy. You can eat healthy at places. You got to want to. Let's take a break, come back, land the plane for the day. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. Sorry about that rant about food there at the end there. It really wasn't on the cards for the day about the eating healthy stuff, but it's always a good lesson to remember. Sometimes I say that for myself more so than anything. Coming up next, you got the Chip Matthews Show. You got a couple guests here with him. I saw Lindsey Beckham. I'm not sure who the other person is, but they'll be here from 9 to 10. Landing the plane for the day, funny story here. A woman with only 9 months to live asked her husband for a hall pass. Told her husband her dying wish was to be able to sleep with an ex that she found more sexually compatible on her deathbed with only 9 months to live. The husband was devastated, didn't know what to do. Feed his ego and tell her no, or appease her dying wish. Clay Edwards would have said, you need to call Make-A-Wish, because Clay ain't about that life. He can have you for the last 9 months. The audacity some of these women have to think they can even ask something like that. See, that's the problem. Too many of you men are weak. A little too much coquetry going on out there. Is that a word? It is now. I'll be back here tomorrow. Y'all go buy a shirt from me. Buy an FAFO shirt at buyfafo.com. Hats, caps, shirts, flags.